Welcome back, and joining me today is Dewey Bulldoggers football coach Ashley Henley. And coach, believe it or not, we're in the first week of high school football season, and had a chance to scrimmage a few teams last Thursday. Talk about those scrimmages and the course of scrimmages before. Did you see any improvement of the team?
We do. We feel good about the progress that we've made. You know, we've got more to make. There's no doubt about that. But we feel like our kids are heading the right direction, and if they'll continue week to week improving, you know, that we can do some good things.
I know the big thing this year is the quarterback position. Blake Timmons is looks like going to be the starter and put Jonathan Blackman in the wideout. I know I've asked you this before. I'll ask it again. You seem that now that Blackman being the wideout gives you that extra weapon that the Doggers need offensively?
There's no doubt about it. It's a different dimension. If we didn't have him out there, he's a threat that we've got to do our job and make sure he gets touches from that spot. And by doing so, you know, people are going to have to have a plan, you know, for him in the passing game as well as Hunter Brewer in the running game.
Of course, a running attack led by Hunter Brewer. Again, saw him a couple of times in the scrimmages last Thursday. Looks like he's set and ready to go.
Yeah, you're right. He's chomping at the bit. He's worked extremely hard. You know, he's been in the weight room a lot since football ended last year, and you know, obviously all summer, and had a great spring and fall camp. So he's ready to go.
Talk about your quarterback, Blake Timmons, for just a minute. Of course, again, the scrimmages he had last Thursday looked like at times he threw the ball very well and times that they weren't. But it looks like that can be improved from time to time, can it?
You're right. That's one thing. We want to be a little more consistent in some areas, you know. And we've got confidence in him. I think some of it for him is going to be the adjustment to the speed of the game at the quarterback position. You know, he's played quarterback his whole life, but this will be the first time as a sophomore where it's at that varsity level. So there'll be some adjustment there, and I think as he calms down and gets comfortable with the speed of things, we'll just see that improve.
Well, talk about the first week of the year. Go on and play your rivals, the Nowata Ironmen at Nowata, this coming Friday. And, Coach, you had the opportunity to watch Nowata play against Vianne. What are your thoughts about Nowata heading to Friday?
You know, it's kind of what I thought. They're a good football team, there's no doubt. They're a little different than they were last year just from the standpoint of, a lot of different players. But those players they have are good players. They're going to play hard. They're going to be difficult, you know, from the standpoint of we're going to have a plan to stop their running game and play discipline on defense so that we don't give up the big play in the process of trying to be sound in the run. And on the flip side, defensively, again, their kids are always going to fly around year in, year out, play aggressive physical football. So it's about what I expected. We're going to have to play well to compete with those guys. But we're excited about the opportunity.
Defensively for the Doggers, I know there have been some concerns about that. How will your defense stop Nowata's powerful offensive attack?
Right, yeah, you know, and for us, it's kind of a progression where we're at. You know, we still got some young kids out there, and we're just counting on them to improve each day. And I know from scrimmage one to scrimmage two on defense, we've played a lot better. Obviously not perfect, got work to do there, but we're counting on another week of preparation and having a little more of an idea of what our opponents will be doing, you know, compared from a game to a scrimmage, having a plan and having them coached up, ready to go, and they just got to play fast, play with great effort, and get to the football.
I think you and I have to say that one word, improvement, for this Dogger squad from last year to this year, and we have seen a lot of that from these two scrimmages.
I agree. I think we're at a good spot. You know, and again, we talk to the kids all the time about, you know, are we better? Yes. Are we where we need to be? No. And it's just a process that they've got to trust, and we as coaches got to be patient with and continue to do the things that we've been doing, and that improvement should just continue. But we feel good about where we're at this point in the year.
Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you against Nowata.
All right. Appreciate you. Thank you.